The impact was still long-lasting. On top of the jobs and lives lost, the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, still continued to collect files on suspected gay people for years after this project was concluded. So if you're ever with a friend and they say, "That guy's gay, I can tell because I have gaydar," tell them, "You don't have gaydar, the Canadian government had gaydar, and they used it to discriminate, whether they were gay or not, as any little twinkling of evidence was good enough for them, and this had huge impacts." Then just sit there and awkwardly look at each other for a few minutes, and if they ask you how you knew this, you know what to tell them. Trust me, bro.
The gay bomb.
While we're on the topic of the big gay, I have one more for you. That being the gay bomb, which was a non-lethal chemical weapon theorized by, surprise, surprise, the United States military, specifically the Air Force. This bomb's purpose was simple yet strange. It was meant to be dropped over enemy territories, spreading a chemical mixture in the form of gas that would turn enemy troops essentially homosexual. This hypothetical weapon was confirmed in a 1994 Department of Defense document, where it spoke of a hypothetical weapon designed to dispense sexual pheromones among enemy forces to generate mutual attraction. Now, initially, I thought the military application would be that the soldiers would just be too busy loving on each other to get any fighting done, but that wasn't the case. It's actually a lot less interesting. Supposedly, the entire point was to cause confusion and panic amongst these troops, reducing their effectiveness in battle. Picture